This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
One, two. Live. We're live. Thanks for the warning.
We're live.
Are we on right now?
We're plugging a nose hair.
You see anything, Phil? Yeah. We're waiting. How many viewers?
I see one.
Zero. You got
Phil.
One?
It's me, yeah.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Hi,
Phil. Hey, Phil. Hey, we could just talk.
What's up? Hey, I don't know where to look.
It's all about Phil.
All right, we got five. All right, so we could say hi to five.
High five.
What?
High five.
High five.
What?
All right, then.
We could do it.
Yeah, we won't talk long.
It's the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast Facebook Live thingy. I'm Chaz. AJ's over there.
Hello.
Pam's there.
What's up?
Phil.
Hello.
Comedian Pat Oates.
Hey.
Tomorrow he's at No Worries. No, it's tonight.
Tonight.
Friday night. No Worries Brewery in Hamden. I've never been there.
Neither have I.
No Worries.
I have.
Yeah? How is it? Nice? Cool?
Good. What?
Is it a factory? Like
I
an
don't
old
know.
Factory?
Or? I don't think so. Look like a factory.
She made them worry.
Honestly, for me, when I walked in, it felt like an old like high school gymnasium that they're just like, hey, we're just going to make beer here now.
Wow.
So, but it's a lot of fun, and their beers are really
good.
Was
it a former school?
I don't know.
Are there any of these breweries that are lame? I haven't been to any. Like, every time I go to one, I think, yeah, this is kind of neat.
They're always awesome, yeah.
Yeah. Anywhere with beer.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
And the beer is good. Like, you got to watch that beer, because it's not like light beer.
The stuff you
like,
buy over there.
It's not a Corona Light.
Oh, yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
No.
It
sneaks up on you real fast.
Exactly.
It's funny how drunk people are getting now, where they're just like, we can't have that middleman of like the bar. I have to be where they're making it. I just need to, like when you go to, like,
yeah, right.
You don't go to a farm and eat the cow you point at. It's the same thing. That you have to go there and get the beer because it's right close. It's like,
yeah.
The next step is always have it, but it's intravenous lines. Just write the thing right to your arm.
Yeah.
Or the helmet with the two cans.
Exactly right.
No, but I know what you mean. It's like farm to table.
Yeah.
Right? So we want to go to the farm to eat.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
We don't want to go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
We want to go to the brewery to drink it. We don't want to go to a bar.
Yeah. Now it's vat to drunk.
You want to see the giant tank right behind you while you're drinking.
Yeah.
Right. And see the guy stomping with his feet.
That one that we went to for Amanda, what was that called?
Counterweight. That's one of my favorites in the state.
Do they make it right there?
Mm-hmm. They do.
Because the tanks looked a little dusty for me.
Well,
they looked like,
and they're
props.
Small. Is That's the other thing people
dusty,
say. They're smaller
beer.
Tanks, but there's a reason for that. And like, you know, like the beer nerds know. But like, I guess this guy is like a well-known beer maker. So he used to work at NEBCO, New England Brewing. So like all those IPAs.
I know New England. Yeah, I love
yeah,
New
C-Hag
England.
Yeah, C-Hag and G-Bod and like all that
the
stuff.
The original.
He's like,
they started this whole thing.
G-Bod, right.
Man, yeah. That went my ass.
So he opened up his own place, Counterweight, and he doesn't, from what I understand, want to expand too much because you can quality control the flavor of the beer when it's smaller.
Yeah.
So when you start getting these big giant tanks, sometimes like.
But they make it there.
From batch to batch, it has like a different taste. But yeah, they make everything there.
Wow.
Jennifer and I got in trouble at Counterweight for Amanda's
birthday.
Did you get
in trouble?
Well, we were told that we weren't allowed to walk around where the beer tanks were.
No. Well, that seems like, yeah. You could be terrorists.
There were no signs anywhere saying keep out. So we're like, oh, I think we could probably walk around here. So we were walking around and the girl who was serving our party, she was like, ah, you guys can't be there. There's a combustible things back here. We're like, oh, okay.
Well, some of the shows I've done, I was in Norwood, Mass, and there, I forget the name of the brewery there, but they had us perform in front of the tanks. Like we were standing right in front of the giant tanks and they just put folding chairs in front of that. And people, there was a food truck and there was like 60, 70 people there just to sit in an actual warehouse.
And they had to hold a torch.
Mm. So you weren't the only one that was tanking.
Ow.
Oh.
I think your stripper name should be Dusty Tanks, by the way. That'd be your stripper name.
Dusty Tanks.
Right. No, Untapped Keg.
That's a good Tuesday.
Here's a skunk.
Any comments, thoughts?
So far, people want to know what the date for the toy drive is.
Oh, we do have that.
We do.
We'll announce it right now if you like.
Yeah. Right.
It is Friday, December 7th.
Pearl Harbor Day.
There you go. Friday, December 7th at Jordan's Furniture in New Haven.
Absolutely.
McDermott Lexus Chevrolet Toy Drive.
Right.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. We don't want to announce the band yet because, it's big and we actually don't have one.
Right. So. Yeah. Me crossing the
it's that
down.
Big.
Yeah. We have four or five that we're working on
Jethro
right now.
Tull.
You will not believe the size of this band we might not have.
Yeah, that's right. We have to go through a lot of no's before we kind of.
We got these three guys rubber bands. Doing, doing, doing.
And Mamsy says, "Congrats to Pat Oates for having a face now. He looks much better with all the weight that he lost."
Yes. I always had a face, but I understand what she means. Yeah, I lost almost 65 pounds now. So thank
you, Mamsy. It's crazy. Yeah, you look great.
Yeah, you do, man. Mm-hmm.
So you know, I'm sure people ask you all the time, "Well, how'd you do it?" Well, you eat right and you exercise, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's very simple.
You don't eat late. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't eat at night anymore.
So that's your rule? Don't eat late?
After dinner, I don't eat again. And I always make sure the last time I eat is at least 12 hours till I eat again. So if I eat at 7 at night, I can't eat till 7 in the morning. And that's easy because you're sleeping some of the time anyway.
Right. But during the day, do you have lots of small meals?
No. I probably eat like 2 or 3 times a day. And that's it. And work out. I just don't eat any pizza, pasta, and bread. I still do potatoes. Right, so that's and those
another. Hold on. That's another rule. So don't eat late. That's one. Right, and then
no wheat. You know, I'll do carbs. I do potatoes and things like that, but
no wheat. Okay, there must have been another rule.
Well, I mean, I work out every day, and I run a couple miles a day. So,
it seems that things that people struggle most with are like sugar and alcohol.
I haven't drank in 2 years, so that was already gone anyway. Yeah. But the biggest part is I have clinical depression, and I've looked at studies now since end of February. I have not had one bout of depression at all. And they're saying that a lot of the gluten and wheat stuff could lead to depression and stuff in certain people. And I have not had one bout at all since then. So it's crazy. It's like
post on Facebook and proved
it. So when you say clinical, that means somebody in a clinic said, yeah, you're depressed.
Yeah, the real diet. Not people on Facebook.
Like a guy in a white jacket. Yeah.
People on Facebook saying, I'm sad right now. Not those people.
How does that affect you doing comedy? Like, have you ever had, I don't know, do you go in and out of it? And then when you're in it, are you able to go on stage? How does that work?
You went really deep.
You can really use the mood to sell. I mean, especially with the way jokes are going like that. If you're sad and you want to go like angry, it does help with that. You're doing like crowd work and you're bummed. You can really take it out on somebody. Yeah. But yeah, it can mess with your creativity because it can stifle it. It can make you think only the bad things of stuff instead of looking at both sides. So the joke would only relate to certain people, not to everyone, because people who are more positive wouldn't be on board. So since my joke writing has been better since I've been not depressed.
Holy crap. All right, then.
So,
there
you go, Mamsy.
Thanks, Mams.
That's your answer.
Yeah. No, but you look great, man.
Thank you.
Intern name. So has everyone seen him on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page?
I mean, I have. We posted the photo, and
No, he looks like Tom Petty. He looks like Shaggy.
Right.
Like if Shaggy and Tom Petty had a baby, you have our intern, Mark.
A young Abe Lincoln also. Yeah.
But I tell him, like, there's too many fucking comments for me to be going through these. I'm like, so this is your job now. You have to go through and tell me the ones that you really dislike the most, because that's probably the one that we're going to pick.
Right.
And he was like, as long as I don't get called fucking Goat Boy, he's like, if I'm Goat Boy, I'm going to kill somebody.
Oh. Yeah,
and he said it, and then I looked at him like to laugh. And I'm like, oh, no, he's not laughing. He might actually fucking kill somebody.
No, Goat Boy was insulting. Yeah.
It was a little mean.
I mean, it's just the Jim Brewer character.
That's an honor.
He must think it's actually like a half goat, half boy like that.
It's obvious he touched upon him before and it's all bad.
Yeah. He's been out of shape about it.
We should name him Goat Boy. I mean, if he really hates that one, that's the name he should get.
Call him Goat Man. Maybe that's the problem. He doesn't want to be a boy.
Right.
How about just G Boy?
How about Goat Pube?
How about Boy? Goat Pube. All right, that's your name.
Attaboy.
Goat Pube.
Attaboy.
Or Goat Turn.
Goat Turn.
Goat Turn.
Goat Turn. That's kind of hard.
Do you have his phone? Do you have his number?
Not that hard to say.
Can you call him on speaker?
We're going to talk to Tom Petty again?
We'll get it.
We're running low, folks.
Oh, she was giving you the look about 15%. She was like, we're going down. The ship's going down.
Yeah, we're running low on battery power.
Right.
So if we just disappear, that's what happened.
Exactly. That'll be the end of the podcast.
Oh, yeah, then we won't be able to post it. Let us know when we're at 5.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, you're live on our Facebook Week in Review live video.
Yeah?
Ask him what the problem is with Goat Boy.
What's the problem with the Goat Boy name? Why did you hate it so much?
Well, I don't know. I feel like that one's making fun of me more than being friendly. That was the truth about it. And I don't know. I've heard people have said that to me in a not nice way before, so it kind of like...
No.
Like girls, or bullies?
Or goats?
No, like just guys being dicks in high school, stuff like that, you know?
I gotcha.
All right, because your comment to me was you were going to kill someone if you got nicknamed Goat Boy.
Well, I mean, I obviously can't kill anybody, but I sure as hell would like to.
He fantasizes about
it. In his mind, he'll kill you.
Got it. All right, thank you for clearing that up.
All right.
No problem, right, man.
Thank you, goat boy.
Goodbye.
He's like, wide open this can of worms.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's a nut. If it cracks, it's going to come looking for me.
And he's in on Monday.
All right. Excellent.
All right, may discover something there.
I like what Pat was saying. What was it?
Chin turn.
Because
he's got the chin strap beard.
Yeah.
When you said you have the other beard, guys, so you can have chin turns. They can just all
chin turns.
They really both are.
I love chin turns. They're the same, yeah.
Chin turn one and chin turn two.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I love it.
And Pam did not win Employee of the Quarter.
No, I didn't. I thought I did.
Are you okay? Hold on. What? What's wrong?
I sucked in some, like, breathed in something bad in the air right at that moment.
I noodled him out.
I'm good.
Back.
Yeah.
I'm good. Right. So, yeah. So, during I think the last break of the day, there was an email sent out congratulating the Employee of the Quarter. I didn't see the original email. I just saw what somebody wrote. Everybody has to write, like, congratulations emails. Right. They come all day long. There's like a million of them.
Yeah.
You don't have to, but everybody does.
Yeah.
So,
I do for the ones I like.
As soon as I opened up the email, the first email I saw was, congratulations, Pam. And my heart skipped a beat. And I was like, oh my God.
One, they love me. They really love me.
Because I've never won. And I.
What?
Neither have I.
I've never won. And I.
I haven't either.
Huh.
Yeah.
I won like
an. Phil won. He came in late.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So.
You weren't even here when that happened.
But I've heard about it. And I get emails.
I want to make sure we knew, Phil.
And I get emails.
Other stations knew about it. Yeah.
So I was really excited, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I really won. So I went down to the first email so I could read the whole thing.
Yeah, it's like, I want to read more about me.
I want to relish this.
Because they always give a little description. They won this because blah, blah, blah. They're so good at this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they say why you won.
I don't remember doing anything good, so let me read this.
That's what I thought. I was like,
yeah, what the hell happened?
Blacked out or something.
I had a really crappy month.
So I scroll down and I see the original email, and it's not me. It's
Sales Pam.
Sales Pam.
Right.
Who pretends to be you.
Right. Yeah, who says, I'm Pam from Chaz and AJ.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately,
and
Pam,
she gets people on the phone.
Unfortunately, Pam, you got to realize the Monkey Cage is never going to win Employee of the Quarter. This is never going
to
happen.
I know. It's my dream for one of us to win.
We're a separate entity.
Dream for one.
Well, mainly me. I'll be happy for AJ if he wins, because
that'll never happen.
It's like a score. It's a point for the underdog.
People who say that aren't really happy ever.
Of course not.
I was really happy the other person won. I mean, they hate that person.
I want to be mad about it, but I'd be happy.
They call him Goat Boy.
All right, we got to go before this phone
before it
shuts right off.
Thanks, Leah.
Yeah, thank you.
She's like, what
you did over there?
Charge your phone.
Smoke in the Valley, Saturday, what is the 6th, all right? In Seymour, look it up. I'll see you there. Right. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Bye.
Pam's over there.
Chili in your mouth.
Phil's over there.
See ya.
Pat Oates right over
there.
Thank you, Leah. We'll see you guys. Thank you.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.